KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association Repeater in Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. KDAC, Repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA Repeater in Saginaw.
N8RHK.
KFA-BPD.
N8TBE.
K8URV. URV, sounding good. Yeah, this is pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds good. Sounds real good.
Camp off.
Wedge will be here in a minute. He's got to switch some things around. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, that static that came in there?
Yeah. This is very, very, very neat.
Definitely quiet.
So as close as we all are, we could probably use Simplex.
I can't get Jeremy over here.
You're sounding good, Dave.
Yeah, I'm only about 10 miles from the antenna.
URV and TVE and BQD, all you guys are coming in sounding good. Wood, like I said, Wedge was switching over stuff, so he'll be here in a minute.
Not sure what that was.
Well, it sure was not me, N-A-W-E-G.
Well, there's the sounds of silence.
Well, somebody's trying to warm up their bullfang.
Not up.
Yeah, they need to put another log on the fire.
Am I making it in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you sound good over here.
You know you're always heard.
It's just another great sounding icon.
Yes, it is.
Hey, look at that. I'm on an ICOM, too.
isn't that funny? I'm a Yaesu.
Yep, that's what I'm running. That's what I got over here.
I don't have that camera hooked up right now. Let's see what that thing sounded like.
Can't make him out.
Where 10 is that, BQD?
What's that?
I say, what antenna is that you're talking about?
No, the antenna I'm on is that dipole that I made, same one Jeremy's got over there. I made two of them. Jim gave us that copper pipe, and I made two of them. No, the Kenwood, that's the other 2 meter I got from Jim.
What'd Karen think about it?
Oh, she came out and looked at it and said, oh, that's a nice little radio. I said, that'll fit right in your cubby hole. She goes, oh, that will fit right in there.
She sounds like a very, very cool lady.
Oh, yeah, I was telling Jim yesterday when I was over his place that way back when we were doing the 11-meter stuff, she had the unit in Grand XL in her car. And she's got that boxed up in the original box up down in her sewing room. And I told her one day, I said, yeah, I probably should sell that radio. I said, look, I don't go on 11 meters anymore. She was in the mobile, and she goes, you're not selling my radio. I go, okay.
Well, it's always good to have a backup, even if it is 11 meters, I guess.
That's where we all came from.
Well, she used to be on the radio all the time. I used to talk to her all the time. But that was, you know, back before the big cell phone thing here. But, yeah, she used to talk on the radio all the time.
You know, Greg's wife, KC8LBG. I know he changed it to K8LBG. And his wife Connie, she's been passed away now for quite a few years, but her handle on AM, you know, she went by Wildfire. And he went by Redbeard because his beard was red, but he said it's not red no more, it's white.
That's the way mine is. Mine's white.
What color is yours, Jeremy?
It's mostly white.
At such a young age.
Yeah, I was married with children. That's what happened. Went bald and got white.
Yeah, my beard used to be red. My hair was blonde, but my beard was red. Now my hair is white and my beard.
It just takes a matter of time.
Yeah.
My dad's 82 years old, and his beard's still, I mean, his hair's still jet black. But he's full-blooded Indian, too.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
But if he's full-blooded, I would think that he'd be able to get on to stuff that, you know, with the Indians, you know, after the United States government screwed him so bad.
Oh, I'm a tribal member. I get a check in the mail every month.
What name do you go by? Little Arrow?
Nope, I go by Jim.
I
Are you with the Mount Pleasant tribe?
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, I gotta wait till the Durant scroll opens up. We got all of our paperwork and stuff, but to get that Durant scroll to open up so we can get, you know, what we want out of it. It's like a hen's teeth. You never know if we're gonna open it.
Yeah, my mom spent years doing our lineage and all that stuff. And I don't know, back in 1980, I think it was when our family became tribal members.
Well, we took ours all the way back to the Civil War.
Yeah, you just to you got to be at least a 25% Saginaw Chippewa Indian tribe. Wrong one, Stormy.
I'm a cowboy.
What tribe was your dad a member of?
The Saginaw Chippewa.
It's very cool. That is very, very cool. God, I wished all the way back that they would have left him alone. They wasn't hurting. They were happy living off the land, you know, living out the land in their teepees and just, you know, but then there was wealth on their land, and so then it started. I think our tribe were polo holes. Yeah, because we were out doing the rain dance and it snowed 7 inches.
It's because you didn't have the steps right.
Shake a little butt, get down tonight.
There must be something in the water over there in the gardens, huh?
I often thought about that, but I really didn't want to say anything.
Or a well.
I guess there's all the bullets that fly over there, probably got lead in his water.
Well, kidding aside, there's a lot of that going on over here. Just the other night, you could hear gunfire. It was about 11, 11:30, 12, and you could hear it going off. Woo, 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 woo. It's like, what's going on here?
I used to date a girl that lived right down the road from you, Jim.
Be down there off in Orange.
Yeah, her name was Sherry Dobus. I think she only lived a few houses from you on the other side of the road.
They've done a lot of work over there in that neighborhood.
Well, is she part of a gang?
What's that?
I said, is she part of a gang?
Oh, not that I know of. She was a nurse, I think, if I remember right. That's been over 30 years ago.
Long time. TVE, NATVE, go ahead.
Yeah? So what do you got going on today, Stormy?
Boy, you're coming into it real good. I'm on my second load of clothes. I got my ducks in the dryer, and I got my daughter's reds in the washer. And I don't know, after that, when everybody gets up, probably, you know, vacuum the house and, you know, finish up with the laundry and then I know there's other stuff, but whatever it is, I'll go from there. N8RHK.
I'm going to take my Moonrakers down today. KF8BQD.
Just thinking that. I'm going to get on my roof today, too.
See if you can take care of that rotor wire.
I'm going to take that rotor down, and then I got to clean out the chimney and get ready for a fire.
That's a good idea. I was thinking that yesterday. I need to put it on the list of stuff to do.
You got a chimney brush?
Yeah, I just got to go out to the garage and find it.
No, okay. So if you don't have one, I've got one.
Yeah, all you need is a 20-foot piece of chain.
Yeah, you can just throw a chain down there and lob it around. I got that brush with the little fiberglass screw-together rod that goes on it. I don't remember how long it is. Plenty long enough for this. That thing works really good.
I've got, I used on a chimney here. It's in the barn someplace. But I think it's ski rope is on it. And it looks like an umbrella. And you drop it down in there with both lines. One line is stationary, but the other line, you can take it and give it a quick jerk, and it flares out, and then you pull the lines up. I used to go up on the chimney, and when I was, you know, cleaning the wood stove and the ash pan. First time I emptied the ash pan, I thought, I stopped midway in the house. I thought, if I bump this to myself, if I bump this, ashes go on the floor and I'm not aware of it. Serious things could happen, but nothing ever happened.
Hey.
Yeah, I used mine in my fireplace, but now the wife's stone room's down there, and the fireplace, there's a big, 50-inch TV in front of the fireplace, so I don't think I'll be using that again.
We don't use our fireplace either here.
Well, if I wouldn't have got a bunch of free wood, I probably wouldn't have used mine this year, but I got free wood here, so I might as well use it.
We've got, I'm almost positive, we got some trees down over here. Well, Jim, KE8URV, one time he came out, and, because we had a big tree laying across. You know, when you come up the long drive and you curve to the right, he was laying across there, and he come out, and he cut that up in big chunks. I mean, there's that you could have, and I'm sure there's other ones on the land that have fallen. You want them, you could have them.
Yeah, I've got a pile of free wood over here. It's all split. Once I get started burning this year, I'm not going to want to stop until the end of winter. And I know I don't have enough to go all winter long.
How many cords you got, face cords you got there?
Split.
Jim said he's got a whole pile of it over there already split. All you got to do is pick it up.
I would say only about three or four. Maybe a little bit more, but not much.
Jim, KE8URV, says that he's got a bunch of it over at his place all split up if you want it.
Are you guys some over there already split up?
Yeah, I got bored and went out there and started splitting wood and that. I got a bunch of it over there. And then I've got some other pieces underneath the tree over here, too. But I've got a pile of it that's split.
Jeremy's thinking.
Hey, you can do that deal. You don't have to split it. Holy moly's.
Got her truck to go get it.
Don't have a truck?
I do and I don't. It's in my name, but I don't possess it.
You just have to go in the morning before Karen goes to work.
Doubled with you, Jim.
Well, I said just have to go in the morning when before Karen goes to work. KFA BQD.
I want her to get too tired before she goes to work.
Well, you don't have to take her with you.
Who do you think's going to load it in my truck?
You.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I got the bigger pieces over here, too, if you want to take them and split them up.
I don't care, because I got the splitter over here. That wouldn't be an issue.
Well, what you...
There you go. Keep going there. You'll have enough to burn all winter.
Keep going. Jim will have the only yard over there in the gardens without a tree in it.
Well, you won't have to worry about leaves that way.
Good thought, Dave. Let alone, you won't find Yule Gibbons out there chewing on the bark on your tree. You know what happened?
Yeah, unless he's going to do it from the grave.
In neighborhood that we were talking about gunshots.
Yeah.
You know what happened to Yule Gibbons, don't you?
Got a pine cone stuck in his throat. You know, many parts are edible.
Is that true?
I don't know, but that's what he always used to say.
What would he say, Jim?
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he always used to say. Here, have you ever eaten a cone? Many parts are edible.
You can only hope that this guy never, produced any children.
They probably got stock in group nuts.
Well, you see, they do sell pine nuts, and that's where they come from, is a pine cone, so that part of it's edible.
How did Joe Gibbons die?
He choked on his wild hickory nuts.
Oh, brother.
Was you something in the water?
Well, if he was from Flint, we'd understand it.
I'm from Flint, originally.
I don't even like to drive through Flint, let alone be from there.
as a kid back then and growing, it was fun. It was nice. I mean, I was always sports, always. And after my sophomore year at Southwestern, you know, my parents moved into Owosso. My dad got a promotion in marketing and out to Owosso, and I never played baseball again, football, nothing. I went ice skating. I love ice skating. You know, it was just a whole different world in Owosso. I mean, just a lot of snooties, and I did not care for it.
I was going to say, when you were a kid, there were only 11 people lived in Flint, though.
Actually, 10. The other one they can't find.
That's back when the roads were dirt and the wheels were rock.
That is very true. And I always thought to myself, boy, you'll stay like this forever, you know, but you don't realize as you grow up and new things come into your life, you kind of drift away from all the old things you love, and when you do realize about it, you know, your muscle tone and everything is gone because you haven't used them, and then you think, oh.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Saginaw.
N-A-W-E-G.
K-F-8-B-Q-D.
N-8-R-H-K.
N-8-T-V-E.
K-A-D-A-C, repeater Saginaw.
Look at that, we even got the repeater to ID twice.
Yeah, it's supposed to, when I got up this morning, was it 4:30 or 5, it was 37, and high today of 65, and usually I remember as a kid, you know, well, growing up in Flint, you know, 65, it was warm and stuff, but, man, out here in the middle of 500 acres, I mean, when that sun gets to a certain point, I mean, if it was in the city, you'd have a long time of still going with sunlight, you know, but it hits them trees, and then them trees block it out, and just like somebody throws a switch, my God, it just drops, it gets cold.
Yeah, it goes from...
What happens when you're wandering through the woods naked?
Goes from summer to winter in a week.
That's right, Dave. Walking through the woods naked?
So I say, that's what happens. You get cold when you're walking through the woods naked.
You ain't gonna do that out here. You'll be carried away by the mosquitoes.
You got a lot of water around you, Dave, or just woods?
It's tall.
NATV, Jim was talking to you.
Oh, sorry, Jim, I didn't hear you.
That's okay. I said, you got a lot of water around you there, or just woods?
There's pond on the section of land next to me that's probably about, I don't know, 100, 150 yards away.
Oh, yeah. Mosquito breeding ground.
Well, when I was over there the other day, the water level was down probably 6 or 7 feet from where it was in the spring. And when Lynn was out here, she said her pond was way down too, so evaporation has taken its toll. But I'm sure we get a good rain, it'll come back up a little bit.
Yeah, that might not be till spring by the looks of things.
Very true.
Here I have a whole platoon of mosquito control people that walk through my backyard and put stuff down and keep them down.
Oh, you're so lucky. I gotta do it myself with a hand spreader and one of them 50-pound bags of mosquito pellets. Put the knee boots on and go for a walk.
Yeah, I'm lucky here. I got a subdivision to my west and a subdivision to my north. Frost Road out here, so we go through that both subdivisions and go down Frost Road here. You pretty much take care of it. Mosquitoes this year has been very, very minimal over here.
Yeah, because it stays wet.
You doubled with Jim. What'd you say, Wedge?
I just said they pull in here 3-4 trucks, and then, you know, the whole crew jumps out, and they put on their backpacks and whatever they need, and they take a walk out back and treat the pond out back, and then they come up here in my yard because it stays wet. And I still
think your property over there, Jeremy, is about the same height as the water level. Man, that's the thing, stays wet over there.
Yeah, it does. It stays real wet over here for a long time in the summer.
That's surprising, too, because you're so close to the river. You're way above the river. You'd think that it would flow, you know, toward the river, all the water.
When I move out of here, I'm going to be right on the banks of a river.
Yeah, Roger, that's for sure. I think I just heard, maybe it was Kurt or somebody. I don't know, I got the radio turned down on 305.
KS8DDT, go ahead, Jeff.
Radio there, Stormy.
What's with that noise?
On the wrong radio. My microphone for my Kenwood's hung up, and I'm on my... you're Josh in BQD.
You hear somebody here on the 2-meter?
Yeah, was that KB8? DDT, KB8 DDT, Jeff Noakley, is that you? KBACWA, was that you, Kurt?
No, that was on the, 305 that he was talking, not on this one.
Of course, Darby better look at his piece of paper and read it again. It's KF8BDT.
Yeah, the only other person I heard was on 305, not on the 2-meter here.
Well, I'm getting a noise on here. It sounds like somebody trying to get into the repeater, but they're not quite making it. But I don't know if that's somebody doing that or it's just a noise coming in.
You get that every once in a while. I think it's somebody coming down the expressway.
Last time it come in there, they almost made it. That's what makes me think it might be somebody trying to get in.
Well, he got us sometimes have more than an HT.
And then there was quiet. I'm not sure if I'm on my beam or if I'm on my dual bander.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Sure is getting nice out though for the way it started. Sun's shining, not a cloud in the sky.
Good day for working outside.
Yeah, that's got to be somebody right out there on the edge.
Well, they seem to be determined. Going to the church today, Jim?
No, not today. Tomorrow. They got church tonight, and tomorrow morning I have to go take care of things up the church. Wednesday night, though, we only got like 30 people show up on Wednesday night, so it don't take me but about 20 minutes to take care of the church after Wednesday night service.
What time is service?
Service tonight is at 6 o'clock.
He
said 6?
A pew there that leaves such a nice mess, are they going to be there?
No, we normally don't have any kids on Wednesday night. Yeah, about 6 o'clock. Yeah, it's at 6.
I guess everybody eats dinner at 4:30.
Most of the ones we have come on Wednesday night are old folks, and they don't want to deal with the crowd on Sunday, so they come on Wednesday.
Makes it nice for them.
Yeah, yep. That and in the winter, you know, when the roads are kind of crappy, we'll get more on Wednesday because the roads are cleared up by, you know, 6 on Wednesday instead of coming early. We got an 8 and a 10:30 service on Sunday. The 8 o'clock service is the Old Testament, the original, and the 10:30 is the NIV.
NIV, is that Nativity?
That's the new version. They call it the new version.
Okay. I don't know, what's wrong with the old? Because, you know, I mean, wouldn't you want to be talking about it from that time and not taking it and translating and changing stuff?
It's basically the same. I mean, it's really close to the same. The only difference is the 8 o'clock service, everything, you sing everything, even the Lord's Prayer, you sing that and everything else. And the 10:30 service, there's not so much singing going on.
Hey, I've got a thought. You keep working singing there with the church, and you and I, we can get URV, and we can get Wedge, we can put a long wig on him, whatever color he wants, little tambourine, some maracas he can shake, and have him painted up like Kiss. Oh, I see something happening here.
you wouldn't want me singing.
Everybody can sing, it's just you know, you just got to do your own thing for what you feel is right, you know, and stick with it. And I guess if people don't like it, well, they don't like it, you know. If you don't like it, why don't you leave? No. But they made...
Yeah, we have the 10:30 service. We have a band that plays. All the music is played live. Got a couple of guitars, a drummer, a keyboard player. What else we got? A couple girls that do the tambourines and what have you. Yeah, they actually got a band in there at the 10:30 service. At the 8 o'clock service, all we got is an organist.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
I just said that's what the instruments are for, is to cover up the bad singers, you know, the worse the guy sings, the louder the instruments are.
You ever notice, Jim, you can't take him anywhere without him starting?
Not even the church.
No place is safe with him.
Well, keep him by the door.
Yeah, we can greet people as they come in.
Yeah, we even live stream our 10:30 service, the 8 o'clock and the 10:30 service, so that the shut-ins that can't get to church, they can watch it live stream online.
Makes it very nice doing something like that.
Yeah, and then the pastor, Sunday afternoon, he goes over to all the shut-ins and gives them communion and all that stuff.
Church must be different than the last time I went, if you need a bouncer at the door.
Well, anymore, I mean, look at it, was there for a while, I mean, all the people was going in and shooting up churches, and I actually have permission, I'm one of the ushers, and I actually have permission to stand at the door with my pistol on my side. There's two of us.
I can see it now. You know, like, the Mexicans would wear those. It'd be like a crossed X across your shoulder and back, and on the front, it was all your ammo.
Yeah, nothing like that. Yeah, I mean, we actually, at the service starts at 10:30. At 10:30, the doors are closed and they're locked. So no one's getting in unless they knock on the door and we see them and let them in.
Had trouble there in the past, did you?
No, we never had any trouble, but you remember here a while back when people were going in and shooting up churches and schools and everything else, and back when they was doing that, that's when we implemented that deal there. The mail just went. I'm going to go grab it. KF8, BQD.
I almost heard a voice that time.
Station trying, you need to either put an outside antenna up or buy an amplifier.
KADAC, repeater side gun.
You know, I almost wonder if it isn't a slight little band opening and we're triggering another repeater that's coming back to us and triggering this one with just enough power to do that.
Yeah, they'd have to have the same PL that we're using on this one. I had an idiot from Spectrum come knocking on my door yesterday. He got an earful.
I'm sure you were nice.
Well, I got 3 no trespassing signs on the driveway, and for whatever reason, he decided to keep on going, and I had to explain it to him. And I wasn't gentle about my persuasion. I told him what I thought of Spectrum. I'm not sure if Charter has anything to do with Spectrum anymore or if Spectrum is out on their own, but it used to be Charter Spectrum. And I explained it to him and I told him what was going to happen if he trespassed again on my property.
Well, some things just don't click with people. I mean, you see, no trespassing. Oh, you don't want no trespass, but they don't think that's them, you know. They're going ahead because of what they're going to ask. Yeah, I mean, it's not trespassing. It's, you know, they probably look at it differently.
Well, he was in his personal vehicle, but he had a Spectrum shirt on, and he was carrying a metal book pad, so I figured he was trying to sell something, and I was still perturbed at Spectrum for what they did and how much they were charging, and the fact that living here, I pay the same thing as my neighbor next door did with 7 kids. And I shouldn't have of. And when I called Spectrum to find out why they raised my rates, they charged me $10 for customer service fee. And I thought that was pretty dirty to do also.
All right, there's my wife. My daughter's up. I gotta go. Everybody take care, be safe, have a great day, it's been a blast. N8RHK73, good morning.
Catch you later, KEORV.
73 Stormy, N8WEG.
Alright Stormy, stay out of the clinic, N8TVE. Was that you that was in there, Jim? URV?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alright. How you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. Did you get your combine straightened out?
Nope. That was the guy in, I think, Owasso that was having problems with that. Can't remember his call.
Oh, yeah, yep, okay.
BDT. He's the farmer with the combine.
Yeah, the last we, or the last he was saying, he either had a pump problem or filter problem or something like that. I never heard anything after that.
I didn't either. So he got it fixed because I haven't heard him out here.
See, my neighbor just went down the road in his combine. The one, well, I didn't run into the back of the combine. I ran into the back of the tractor. But he was going down there to harvest.
Might be an issue with this little Kenwood there, Jim. I'm not sure. I just hooked it up and turned it on, and all the memory channels that I had in there and everything, they're all gone.
EEPROM issue or a bad...
Put the battery back up. It might be a bad battery in it.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, because everything's gone. I was going to hook it up and talk on it there, and everything's gone.
Program this frequency in it. Let's hear it.
I put it back up on the shelf.
Okay.
I'll play with it later.
Yeah, the battery, well, it hadn't been hooked up for a while. Maybe the battery's dead in it.
Yeah, it could be. When I programmed everything in it last night, you know, I never shut it off and turned it back on, so I'll have to see. Because the, you know, I had it hooked to the power supply, and since I took the power supply away from it, apparently it just lost everything, so it's probably got, yeah, the battery's probably dead in it.
Because it hadn't been hooked up for a while. It had been sitting over there on the shelf, you know.
Yeah.
Battery in those radios disposable or are they rechargeable?
They're...
Sure. Usually it's just like a little watch battery in them. But I don't know if they recharge or what they do. I'll have to get it back down, hook it up, and leave it hooked up to power for a while and see if it recharges or if I just need to replace it. If I need to replace it, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, hopefully it's easily accessible and you don't have to take the PC board out of it.
Oh yeah, like my 5000, that was a pain in the butt.
Yeah, they do that on purpose, so when people send it in, they have to pay $100 for a $5 battery.
Yeah, and one of my 5000 was actually soldered in. The wires going to the battery was actually soldered to the top of the battery.
You know, and I've tried to do that and not had very good success soldering wires to a little battery like that. I think one of them actually, the case split open.
Oh, yeah, it must have got it too hot. Yeah, you put a, I didn't have any trouble there. Used a little flux on it and touched it with the solder and boom, it flowed right on it.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Had a little tab on the end of the wire that soldered on there. You know, it took me about 2 seconds to change the battery, but to get to the battery took me half a day.
User friendly.
Well, I had to take the filter board out, and I mean, it's just plug and play on that. Just take the screws out of it, unplug it all, and then there was another little board there, I don't know what it was, I had to take that out. Oh yeah, it was a challenge. I probably wouldn't have had to do it, you know, because that 5000's got a power supply built right into it, but I had it, had it on. I had my shack door bar here, and I had to had it unplugged and sitting on the shelf, so the power supply wasn't running off. So that's got a switch in the back where you can turn the power supply on and off in the radio. So you can turn the radio off, you know, with the power switch, but then you can actually turn the power supply off in the radio. And it's set up on the shelf, so it wasn't plugged in for a while.
And that one was a rechargeable memory battery?
I don't know. It may have been. It could have been. I have no idea. But when it wouldn't keep the memories there, I just I ordered one from the ASU and changed it. $26 for that little battery from the ASU.
That's as bad as buying a Merc Cruiser part.
Ain't that the truth? Costs three times as much because it says Merc Cruiser on it.
Yeah, anything that's OEM usually costs way more than it oughta. But that's what keeps everybody making $50 an hour.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. I didn't believe it when UPS, all their drivers got $40 an hour.
Yeah, you know, and as far as I'm concerned, FedEx is much better than UPS is.
Anymore, just about everything you get is, anything I get is brought by FedEx. I don't ever have anything UPS come here, hardly anything at all.
I just got two new tires for the tractor, and they were brought UPS. Female driver, she was having trouble getting them out of the back of the truck.
Made her work for it, huh?
Yeah. Well, for what I paid for them, I guess she could work a little bit. I'm not sure how free shipping works and how much they pay to have it shipped for free, but it seems like if you're doing it, you're shipping something residential, you pay more for shipping than these companies do that sell online.
Yeah, I don't know how that stuff works, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to find out one of these days when I start going through stuff and selling it. I got an eBay account, and I see usually I don't order anything off of eBay unless I click on United States only and free shipping. And I'm hoping if I ship it out, I only have to pay half the price of normal shipping by having an eBay account, but I got to do some reading up on it to see what's involved with all that. I got about 150 motors and 8 or 10 new compressors I would like to get rid of, but let's see what the going rates are and whether or not it's worth the hassle doing all this.
paying any more. The shipping on stuff is crazy. But I guess when you got to pay your drivers $40 an hour, I guess the shipping goes up, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's a big responsibility driving that truck around. Might cost him $100,000 if something were to happen to the vehicle. But I've seen UPS drivers blast by here, and I'm not sure if they got manual transmissions or automatics, but the one that went by here a couple of weeks ago must have had a problem with the transmission because it was doing 5,000 RPM in first gear.
Well, they're automatics. He probably had it right to the floor. Wait, wouldn't shift because he had her matted.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
Yeah, NATVE, I guess I ought to do that every once in a while.
NAWEG for ID.
AF8BQD.
AE8URV.
Being awful quiet there, Jim. Working on something?
No, I'm just...
Oh, that's me. I'm just sitting here.
Bailing stuff in here.
Sitting here watching cars go by. Here thinking we all got thousands and thousands of dollars of equipment sitting here and we're talking on a $50 two-meter radio.
Yeah.
Well, but it works, right?
It's working. Can't talk to nobody and they don't hear you, they might as well put it in the scrap pile.
I don't know, man. I've seen some of my radios on Marketplace there, and I've never seen one for $50. I'd have probably bought it.
Oh, I know, I know. No, the one I'm talking on, I paid $100 for.
On the same token, I bought this one from a buddy of mine for $60, so I can't say nothing. It kind of is a $50 radio.
And a Kenwood I got there, that was a $35 radio. Of course, it's not working right now, but probably just a battery.
Oh, it's a Kenwood.
I jammed everything in it last night. It was working fine. I just got into all the computers.
The Kenwood, you should have offered him 20 for it.
Well, the next time we decide to do this, we ought to see if we can do Simplex. I hear everybody on the input, so I don't think there should be too big a problem. Simplex sounds better than going through the repeater. The repeater always seems to degrade the signal a little bit.
Me and Jeremy tried Simplex, and we can't get back and forth to each other for some reason. I don't know why, but we can't.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me, because, well, we used to do Simplex here on 2-meter, and I had no problem talking over to Birch Run, you know. Everybody that was out there up in the Saginaw I had no problem with, so I don't know what it is between me and you.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, I guess it'd be a good reason to buy one of them overpriced 2-meter antennas from a ham radio outlet or something.
I'm not hearing Dave on the input either.
Huh. I got the amp turned off, and I got the preamp turned off, and I hear you on the input okay.
Could be that antenna that somebody made you don't work very well.
I don't know. I don't think it works fine for me. I hear everything I want to hear.
That was a joke.
I do agree simplex would be a lot better, but, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, I mean, you're not really the loudest, but I got a clear signal on you. I can hear you.
All right. For whatever reason, when I turn this radio on, it automatically starts on low power, and you got to kick it up to high power. I keep overlooking that.
So
be done, and it'll be time to get dressed and go outside and take care of some garbage. Actually, I took the garbage out the other day, but work in the yard, try to get this grass cut, and I can put the tractor away for the year, I hope. I have to use the other tractor to do the leaves.
I didn't even realize what time it is. It is 10:45 already, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I'm still trying to remember if it's Wednesday or Thursday.
It's the day.
It would be Wednesday.
Wednesday. Wednesday is my busiest day of the week, every week.
Why, you clean?
Wednesday is my least busiest day.
I'm going to leave here in a half hour and start running the roads, and I probably won't stop till 10 o'clock tonight.
You got a full tank of gas, or what are you up to?
Oh, I think I'm down to half a tank right at the moment.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
And I think this is the most I've ever used this radio.
Definitely the most I ever use this radio. I talked to Stormy on it for a little while one time, but that's all. This is it.
Well, you guys better get using them. I mean, this is ham radio too.
Oh yeah.
Well, VHF and UHF are a last resort. You got your way, you got so much money tied up in HF and HF antennas that seems to be the first one you turn on in the morning.
I usually turn them both on. I sit and monitor the 2 meter and 70 centimeter.
I had mine turned off and unhooked because I need that cable coming in the wall for my beam. Tried to move my desk so I didn't have to do that, but I just don't like it the other direction.
another hole.
Actually, what I thought about doing is pulling the wire out from my cable TV that comes in and drilling that hole bigger.
Yeah, that would work. You don't have cable, so that would work.
I do use that cable, but yeah, I could drill the hole out and just run all the cable through that hole.
Yeah, just cut a piece of 1-inch PVC or something and put it through there, and you'll make running cable through the wall a lot easier instead of trying to use a coat hanger or something.
Yeah, that's what I did here. I got an 1.5-inch piece of PVC with an elbow on each end, and on the outside I stick it full of steel wool so nothing can come in, and put some insulation on the inside, and that's what I got. It's easy to take your coaxes in and out. Makes life a lot simpler.
I made a thing for my window. It's got a groove right down the center of it. The window slides right in it, and underneath that, I've got the thing for the coax to go right outside.
So there you go. Get a little of that thumb gum stuff that you can seal around the table with, and don't have to worry about no cold drafts or anything weaseling in there.
I got it running through my window too, Jim. Three coax cables and a rotor cable.
I got some PVC if you want to do that on that where your cable comes in.
Don't forget the 1.5-inch hole saw.
Oh yeah, got that too. I got mine about probably a foot off the ground. That's why I stuffed the steel woolen one in so nothing, no critters try to get in.
Well, yeah. Bugs and mice are about the only thing you gotta worry about. And my cats are on strike, I figure. You know, cut them down on their food a little bit, the mice are gonna start looking for a place that's warm.
Yep, tis the season, that's for sure. Thought about buying a little rotor and putting a 2-meter beam up on where my antron's gonna go up. Putting a 2-meter beam up there. That would be a good place for it. Put it up about 45 feet in the air.
Well, at least be able to twist.
Probably by having up on it. It's only up there about 25 feet.
That was interesting.
Yeah, who'd I double with?
Doubled with Jim, KF8BQD.
Oh, sorry about that, Dave. Go ahead.
Oh, the only thing I said was having a rotor on the 2-meter beam. You could twist it in whatever direction the repeater was you were trying to get into, and make things easier to do the distance thing, if you want to call 50 miles or 100 miles distance.
Yeah, yeah. And that would put it up there, like I said, that would put it up there about 45 feet, and the antenna I got up now is only up about 25 feet.
Well, for as much as a 13B2 weighs, you could probably use almost a TV antenna rotor if you had one of them floating around.
Yeah, I'd have to buy one. I don't have one.
Hey, Jim?
Yeah.
I know a guy that's got a 13B2 for sale.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
Guy I got this radio from.
Oh, okay, what's he want that?
Told me he wanted to sell it for $100. And that was a while ago. So I imagine I could get a hold of it, see if he still had it.
Yeah, Roger.
K-A-D-A.
That was good up there under my Antron.
Don't ask me his call sign because I don't remember it, but yeah, he was out here by me and had it for sale for $100 if you're interested.
Let me see what I'm going to do with this tower first and I'll let you know. I need to buy it and then have them sit in the attic of the garage.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
Find a place to take the test at there, Jim, or what's up with that?
Yeah, I'm going to take it in Troy. They have a big ham fest down there. I contacted AARL, and they said for sure that they are going to have a test center down in Troy, so me and the wife are both going to go down there and take it.
They just give out the test once a day, or is it a couple of times during the ham fest, or they want you there 7 o'clock in the morning for the test, or what's up with it?
No, it's going to be at 10 o'clock. I don't know if they have another one in the afternoon or not, but they said the one that I was talking to about was starting at 10 o'clock. You had to be there at 9:30 so you could do whatever they got to do down there, you know, your paperwork. I might just try loading Zoom. I don't have Zoom on my computer. I might just try loading Zoom on my computer and see if I can get into the, see as I'm a ex-military, you know, you can do it online. But that wouldn't help my wife none. But I'm going to see if I can get that hooked up and get it working. If I can do that, I'll do it right online. Last time I tried, I couldn't get things hooked up right for some reason. Their computer wasn't talking to mine or whatever was going on.
Wasn't the first an internet video conferencing thing, Skype or something like that?
Yeah, they do theirs on Zoom, and I've never dealt with Zoom or, you know, played with Zoom or anything like that. Other than the last time I tried to hook it all up and couldn't go through, because there's several different people that does it on Zoom, several different testers, and the one that I was dealing with, I was talking to him on the phone, and we couldn't get things going for some reason.
Well, that's how I'm planning on doing my test, so My laptop's got Skype in it, but it doesn't have Zoom, and I'll probably end up having a problem like what you're going through, N8TVE.
Yeah, I downloaded Zoom and everything onto my computer, but for some reason we just couldn't get it to go for some reason. Don't ask me why, but I'm not a computer person. My wife is, and she was sitting there talking to him and trying to get things going, and we just couldn't get the two computers to talk to each other where we could see each other, I guess you'd say. KF8, BKD. As I said, it must be, and that was just to take my technician's test, so it must be in the cards of that, but I'm not going to take this test for some reason. But we'll get her. We'll do her down. If nothing else, we'll do her down in Troy, and that way we know we're good.
When's the Ham Fest in Troy?
Not till December.
I'm not going to wait that long for my plug. Although, I don't know if I should do it, since I hooked that radio up and it wants to hum all the time. But I'm not guaranteed it's not the microphone doing it.
That's a possibility, that's for sure. I can order you one if you want.
It sure seems like if it was the radio, though, it would do it in my truck, too.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Well, take the battery out of your truck, take it in the house, hook up the radio, and see if it goes away. Just don't hook up the power supply when you're doing it.
Yeah, that's what I said. That would tell you for sure if it's something in the house.
Ain't no way I'm doing that. No way.
Just take that little battery out of the lawnmower that I give you. That's a brand new battery.
Just like carrying a bag of pellets.
I have a hard enough time with them side post batteries.
Yeah, like I said, take the one out of the lawnmower I gave you. That's a brand spanking new battery. I just bought it here not too long ago. Try that one. You know, it ain't going to last for very long, but it'll tell you whether you're humming or not.
Oh, I'll be humming because I'll have to have battery charger hooked up.
No, you won't have to hook up battery charger. That'll last for a little while. It'll tell you whether it's humming or not.
I don't think it's a power supply, because I've tried three different power supplies.
No, I don't think it's a power supply, but it could be something in your wiring in the house that's got RF going across it for some reason.
Yeah.
If you're not hooked to the power in your house, hooked to the battery, that'll tell you for sure whether it's something in the house or not.
But you never know. So it might be worth an idea because, you know, I don't have regular problems that are easy to fix. There's always something complicated to it.
Well, that keeps you sharp.
Well, I think I'm going to get out of here, and I'm making some homemade chicken noodle soup today, so I think I need to go in there and get that stuff going and get it on the burner so it's simmered for quite a while before the wife comes home. So I will catch you guys later. Say 73's around a band. Been a pleasure. KF8 BQD 73's, I'm clear.
All right, Jim, have a good day. Maybe talk to you tomorrow. NATVE.
Catch you later. Have a good one. KEAURV.
Now the cats are giving me the evil eye, Jim. They're all sitting here looking at me going, it's an hour late for breakfast, so I suppose I ought to get busy and get a few things accomplished too. So I'll say 7-3 to you and Jeremy and see what next time is when we talk. So you have yourself a good one. NATVE.
All right, you guys have a good one. And that, I'm going to go to the automotive store and go get me some parts for the car. So I'll catch you guys all later. Have a good one. We'll talk tomorrow. KEURV.
7-3, Dave. Stay out of the clinic. And Jim, it won't be today, but here in the next couple of days, I'll get a hold of you. Come over and grab that wood.
Okay.
You guys have a good day, NAWEG.
Take her easy, Jeremy. NATV's clear.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
KF8BQD.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
N8RHK.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.
KF8BQD.
KF8BQD. Good afternoon, sir, from N8RHK.
Good afternoon, Stormy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just got done with another load of laundry, but fixed my daughter lunch, then cleaned that mess up, and she wanted QT, so I tucked her in, and I did her darks. They needed to be done, and that's got everything caught up for her. And then I'm just come in here now.
Oh, Roger. I'm just sitting here watching the Tigers play. It's bottom of five. They're ahead 2-0 right now.
Channels it on.
It's on CBS.
Let me, I think I got it before.
Yeah, I don't have Dish, so I don't know what channel would be for you.
No, 131 is AMC, and that's all Halloween stuff, and Brenda's really tickled pink about that.
Only, what, 27 days to Halloween? 24 days? Something like that.
I'm sorry, Jim, what was that?
There's only, what, 24 or 27 days, something like that, to Halloween?
I think, 31.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
This is net going on to 147-100 earlier. Well, right after we get off the radio there, a little while later. And there was a guy that actually came in on that repeater from Canada, just about to the Alaska border.
Okay, where was this again? And there's 22 days before Easter.
Okay, 22 days, yeah. That was on 147.100. And there was a net there. And like you said, a guy came in there, was checked in on that net. I don't know how he checked in from there, but he was in Canada just about to the Alaska border.
That's very cool. That's very impressive.
Yeah, there was people from all over the place checking in on that there this morning. This afternoon. Yeah, this morning it was. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And, oh, it was at noon. It was I listened to it about 10 after 1, and they had started in that at noon.
2 miles, 7-3.
Okay, no, catch you later.
KADAC, repeater Saginaw.